Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleagues, Ernesto Araujo and Joseph Umar. Joseph, you mentioned a question to either president in the presidential debate about the Monroe Doctrine. Right now, the Monroe Doctrine is being flaunted by the Russian flotilla somewhere between Havana and the coast of Venezuela. I spoke with John Bolton last week, and his presumption, no, we can't confirm, is that the flotilla, absent the nuclear-powered and nuclear-missile-capable submarine, which has gone north, the flotilla is headed to Maracaibo and other points of contact with Venezuela. What is to be done about a Monroe Doctrine? Are you anticipating that this can be enforced and the Russians can be kept out of the Western Hemisphere, Joseph?
Oh, for sure they can, but not the current administration doesn't seem to be too attentive to this. You know, when the Russian warships arrived in Cuba last week, and they brought a nuclear submarine with them. That was a first, because they've had Russian naval vessels in the Caribbean and Cuba in years past, but they never had a nuclear submarine, so that was a first. The Biden administration's main response to that was they don't see it as a threat, and that essentially they were messaging that this is normal and there's nothing to see here. The problem with that message is exactly the message itself. It normalizes this activity. So if Russian warships with hypersonic missiles and accompanied by a nuclear sub is normal in our Caribbean, then what's to say they're not going to come back next month or the month after? And so this is what I fear, because I think that the Russians are effectively moving in that direction. After the flotilla arrived in Cuba, they were there for about a week. The nuclear submarine has departed and presumably is going back to Russia. Well, at least it's heading north. But the warships are heading south, and as you mentioned, John, they're going to go to Venezuela. Now, by going to Venezuela, this is going to escalate things a bit, regardless that the nuclear sub's not with them, not because of any specific actions that they're going to take inside in the Caribbean, but mostly because they're sending another message by saying that we're going to support the Maduro regime and its pursuit for military aggressions against its neighbor, Guyana. The Guyanese are very concerned about this because Maduro has basically prepared himself both through armament and through positioning to invade Guyana. And it may not be a typical military conventional land invasion, but it will involve military assets. And most of those assets come from Iran and Russia. And I think that that's the message that's going to be sent. That is something that the United States really should not tolerate. And people could point to a lot of different things and, you know, well, the United States does this there and does this there. But there's a fundamental difference in the United States' global positioning of our Navy, mostly to protect international trade through our maritime security, than having countries and regimes that are inherently totalitarian, like Russia, like Iran, like China, to think that they can replace the United States by creating maritime security belts that are basically that are aligned with their interests. And I think that that's the big risk that we're running here. And I think Venezuela and Maduro are preparing for that. They're preparing to normalize this activity. They're preparing to have not just Russian warships arrive in Venezuela, but in the future, Iranian warships, Chinese warships, and to sooner or later begin to hold joint naval exercises with these totalitarian regimes near the coastal waters of the United States. And that's something that I think America should not tolerate.
Yes, you've spoken of this before, Joseph. At this point, is there any indication about Guyana's vulnerability, any change in Guyana's understanding of the dispute with Venezuela? Are they thinking there's going to be military action? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, I think Guyana's been pretty clear that they think Maduro's basically planning some type of military attack on their country. The problem is Guyana doesn't have a lot of capabilities themselves. They're a small country with a small military, but the little bit of investments they're doing on defense is going towards maritime defense because I think they understand that this is mostly a maritime conflict, and I think that that's important, and that's that. I think they understand that.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, questions for the President. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil, questions for the President. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out. Where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.